This is Twit.
Project Fi has been officially opened up to more phones, including Apple iPhones. Now, the project has been dropped, so this is no longer in project mode. It is now just Google Fi. So that's it. Rebranding. We're here. Drop the project. This is a bona fide thing, baby. It's a bona fide Fi.
You know it's a mature Google project when they rebrand it.
Precisely.
At least once.
Yep. It's for reals now.
Yep. Even the logo and everything. New animation. So multi-carrier switching will only apply to Fi-compatible devices like the ones that they've supported for months and years, which means that there's a little bit of weirdness when it comes to bringing a phone in from another realm or bringing an iPhone onto the network. The new phones /devices, whatever you decide to bring on, will simply use Fi locked to T-Mobile's network, and they won't get the recently announced VPN encryption, which is kind of a bummer. They will get, however, pay as you go so that you can have that ability. You only pay when you're using it. Contract-free pricing, which is kind of, you know, one of the reasons you might be interested in Fi in the first place. International coverage, which is also really great. Anybody who travels a lot all over the world. And additional data-only SIMs at no charge, which can be really helpful for those of you who are traveling a lot and maybe have other phones that you have to account for. And I feel like that is when you would consider Fi for your non-Fi phone. Fi-Fi-Fo-Fum.
So you don't think this can compete as its own sort of MVNO? You think that people should stick with
I think
like
if you have a Fi-enabled phone, and I think with the discounts they offer people on phones, like when they had that Moto X4, I thought that was a really good deal, and I was telling people about that last year, like, hey, if you're looking for an affordable phone out of the gate, and you're trying to switch carriers, maybe go this route. I think that if you're bringing a non-Fi phone to this because of some of the restrictions that exist for iPhone users and some of the restrictions that exist for other Android phones, then maybe you would only consider this, hey, I'm going overseas. I want to make sure I could use WhatsApp, you know, and Allo, because I know people are using Allo. At least with me, they are. Then you would just get a data-only SIM. And how easy is it to just buy something here in the United States to bring with you overseas? That, I think, is just worth the easiness of that, just to be like, click a button, have a SIM card sent to you, and then boom, you have service when you get to a new country. That is very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, that's what kept me on Fi for so long, but both my wife and I have pulled the trigger. We're now, our main phone lines are Fi phone lines now. And she's using it on a properly supported LG G7. Right now I've got the Fi SIM in my V40, and I tag team between my Fi phone number and my old Google voice number, which I basically just use only on data. And it's been a great twofer. It's like having a multi-SIM device, but not really. And I can still get everything I need done on it. I think now this does help kind of push Fi into being a more legitimate option for someone who might want to shop something a little bit different. They get good coverage on T-Mobile in their area. I think this was a pretty savvy move, because a lot of these things that people are going to look at might be deal breakers, like that VPN, I don't know are really going to resonate with someone who was looking at a good, cheap MVNO. And then also you get the peace of mind of any kind of travel. So even over T-Mobile's plan, which is, you know, more cost effective for data here in the United States, if you really do use a ton of data and you hit that unlimited cap, but you're on 2G or 3G data overseas. And, well, that's a no-go for me.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. When you show up and you realize that nothing is actually loading and that your whole plan to have service overseas is just being completely foiled.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm on T-Mobile. I'm on an unlimited both domestic and internationally on T-Mobile, but it your mileage may vary when you go overseas. But for some reason I'm afraid to pull the trigger on Google Fi. And I don't know why. Like, I'm sure if I ran the numbers it probably would be cheaper for me in the long run, but for some reason I like the peace of mind of being with a network even though I'm not even under contract anymore. I can't mentally make the leap to this paradigm of the service.
I was just going to say, like, a biggie for me, and I think for a lot of people, is you're tripping over T-Mobile stores in most urban areas, right? You know, like, again, it's
bright those pink lights things emanating.
Totally.
Everywhere.
You've got magenta, and, you know, I can go and get help there if I have a problem, and you don't get that with an MVNO. You don't get that with Google Fi. I keep wanting to call it Project Fi. But especially because you have a tech component, you know, especially a review component in your job, I really liked sticking with a Fi sim as like my review sim. Mm-hmm. And then you can disable it for as long as you want and then only fire it back on when you need it. And it kind of created like a little walled garden that I could review the phone, still have access to all of my favorite data and services, but then shut that off when I didn't need it. And I wasn't even in danger of accidentally giving out my own personal phone number. So it's silly, but I might set up a family plan just to get a second Fi sim.
I was going to say, this sounds like a good...
keep disabled.
This sounds like a good idea for any parent out there for the holiday who is maybe bringing home a phone and you don't want to give them full access, you want control over it. Get this. And then that way, if the bad grades come in, you go, sorry, no Fi for you.
The interesting thing about the Google Fi announcement that I thought last week, I was talking to a friend of mine who is, you know, who's not one of us in the tech world, but knows phones and has a Pixel and things like that. The fact that they announced this with the deal that they also gave you $1,000 in Delta Airlines credit if you switch to Google Fi, that got more people's attention than the promises of the service. You know what I mean? Like it was like, oh, hey, if I switch to this, I get $1,000 in airfare. So smart on Google, I guess.
No, very smart. Again, it's like they're learning these lessons where people want other perks, right? It's not just like, oh, you get great service at a great cost. Now it's also like, oh, and you get your airline miles and you can get what? Didn't they have the G7 for like $300 at one point during the Black Friday sales? I mean, just some crazy deals. And then you dig into the plan and it's pretty competitive against any of the other major carriers. I think they're starting to play this game smarter, and it does. I think it is deserving of leaving project status now that Google looks like they're taking it seriously.
It's all grown up.